This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in number where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll actually go to the Discord call-in line here now, where we've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Gene?
Hello, Gene.
He said I might need to wake him up.
You say Christian anarchist?
Gene, the Christian anarchist.
Oh.
And
can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Now we can
finally
hear
is.
You. Yes.
Hello. Hallelujah.
Did we wake you up?
Go ahead.
Gene, go ahead.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
I guess he cannot hear us, so I'm
hold
going
him.
To mute him. And Chris, let's jump into that story you've got about Amazon and the city of Seattle.
Yeah, well, this comes.
The city ain't happy.
The city isn't happy, which makes, conversely, Amazon not happy. Amazon.
And as they say, if Amazon ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Exactly.
Or something. Along those lines.
Again, from TechCrunch, Amazon halts Seattle expansion over city tax proposal. I know it may come to a shock to many of you out there to think that the city of Seattle would cause problems with their taxation, but here it is.
Even right, this city of Seattle, the place that is doing some kind of testing on that Fight for 15 thing and then wound up realizing that that came to bite them in the butt.
Yeah. They legalized weed.
They did do that.
That was not the city of Seattle. That was the state of Washington.
Right.
Well, people in Seattle voted.
They get to do that. That's what you get. In the meantime, you get to watch your economy fall apart.
Yeah.
Even as Amazon continues to grow at a staggering rate, it's pumping the brakes on a long-planned hometown expansion. The retail giant threw down the gauntlet this week when it announced that it would stop construction on a new building because of a proposed city tax. The new law is designed to address Seattle's housing crunch by charging large companies $500 a head. It doesn't give context of how often that is, but it's basically a head tax per employee.
My guess is it's probably a yearly tax?
Could be. The proposal
is
pretty.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it is. The proposal is pretty clearly aimed at Amazon's own expansion, and the company is taking the move to heart, potentially abandoning construction on a new building and just moving into pre-existing space instead. A spokesperson for the company told the New York Times that it's, quote, evaluating options, unquote, and has paused all construction planning pending the results of the vote. The move apparently caught Seattle City Council off guard ahead of the May 14th vote. Quote, I'm deeply concerned about the impact this decision will have on a large range of jobs, from our building trades to restaurant workers to nurses, manufacturing jobs, and tech workers, the city's mayor, Jenny Durkin, told the paper. Quote, at the same time, our city must urgently address our homelessness and affordability crisis and lift up those who have been left behind, unquote.
So, pulling up some info on this proposed head tax, it would, according to Como News, only apply to companies with $20 million or more in annual taxable gross receipts as measured by the city's business and occupation tax office. The city estimates it would be about 500 businesses that would wind up being covered here. Those businesses would be charged 26 cents per hour per employee, up to a maximum of $500 per employee per year.
There we go.
And Amazon would pay more than $20 million under the proposal.
Yeah, and I suspect a lot of other large companies you think of, everybody thinks of, you know, Microsoft in Seattle. Most of Microsoft's offices are in Redmond.
Right.
And in other surrounding areas, so Microsoft may not be hit by this. But again, it's this...
Ooh, isn't the coffee place headquartered in Seattle?
Starbucks? I don't know. I know they started there. I don't know if they're headquartered there.
I don't know, if there's going to be any taxes whatsoever, it should be fair for everyone.
Yeah.
It should just be like a tax on the poor, and it shouldn't be a tax on like just the rich either. It should just be like if there's going to be any type of contribution, everyone can pay a certain percentage.
Well, I thought you said tax the poor.
No,
I would agree with.
Some fees and stuff tax the poor. You know what I mean? Like certain things.
They burden the poor.
Yeah, they burden. Well, basically a burden on the poor is a tax on the poor. And whereas this is like the opposite end of the spectrum where it's like a burden or a tax on the rich. And so it's like, in my opinion, if you're going to have any taxes whatsoever, like why not have it just be a percentage that everybody that works, no matter what it is you do, like you all pay the same percentage and chip in the same amount.
Zero is a good percentage.
We could call it a fair tax.
Yeah, but I'm not an anarchist, so, you know, I don't mind living in a community where everyone chips in a little to help out. So.
Well, in this case, they're being asked to chip in to solve a problem that they arguably probably didn't create, the homeless. So how did Amazon create homeless people?
Amazon's actually done the opposite because Amazon is hiring people, and when people have jobs, then that means they make money, which means that they can pay rent.
Pay rent, yeah. Right. And then we have the affordability crisis, and that's like, you know, it's the same story we were talking about in D.C. where rents are through the roof. I will wager, and somebody can double-check me on that Seattle has a fairly rigid rent control process. I'm going to Google that one real quickly because that's typically where we see the highest rents when government steps in to try to fix the problem.
Right. That's one of the reasons that rents are so high in New York City, specifically in Manhattan, because of these things called rent control that are supposed to make sure that rent doesn't go up, but somehow does the complete opposite.
Yeah, apparently the state has a rent control ban, and it won't be lifted this year. So this sounds like it's just strictly the result of supply and demand. But taxing, you know, what are they trying to say? Are they trying to say that by these large businesses put a strain on infrastructure, and we want to come up with a way to tax them to pay for that?
Hold on. I think I can figure it out. Because these large businesses own so much of the land and the property, we can't build more housing. And so that is contributing to the housing crisis because they're building things that aren't houses.
That's interesting. Why not? I see no rhyme or reason to this other than you're going to drive out jobs.
If you've got a headquarters or a big manufacturing plant, that's not a house. That's not an apartment. So where are we supposed to build the apartments? We can't build the apartments inside your manufacturing plant, Chris.
Yeah, well, they're still going to build them regardless. I mean, if they get this head tax or whatever, so I don't think that's the issue.
Yeah, but
Claim is that the land is being used for things other than housing, and that's causing the housing problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at various maps.
Maybe it was that failed $15 wage hike.
That certainly didn't help, and that's probably contributing more to the homeless than anything else.
Well, yeah, because it's, you know, when I was actually in Concord earlier today, like there was this guy, same guy I see all the time, standing at this light with his sign, and like some woman got out of the car, gave him some money, and I was thinking because like I've heard so many people make the argument, like, if you give them money, they'll keep coming back, which this guy's there all the time, and he's always getting money from people, so he's got to make a decent amount of money sitting there by this traffic light, and it got me thinking, like, there are homeless shelters in Concord where you can stay at and then use as a residence, get a job, like, is there really... Because I always used to have, like, the sympathy for the homeless, but at the same time, if there's a will, there's a way, right? Like, there's...
Maybe makes more money doing that than he would if
exactly.
he were to get a minimum wage job.
That's right.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. and we're helping build one. It's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like a Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect built in where you can connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your volunteerous ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu, code FTL. Let's go to the phones where we've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in from Tennessee. And Gene, hopefully the phones work better than the Discord.
Well, yeah. I think I was kind of getting the idea that maybe you guys didn't want to talk to me because I couldn't hear you, and then when I on my first call in, I got dumped and I had to call back. So we could hear you,
and we could just hear you ask if we could if we could hear you, and yeah, we could hear you, but you couldn't hear us.
We thought you were
now.
We thought you were ignoring us. So
oh yeah,
there you go.
So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to talk and piss off a bunch of women, and but I'm good supporting. But I'm going to be supporting a woman. I'm going to support a woman, and I'm going to anger a whole bunch of women out there.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Camille Cosby calls Bill Cosby's guilty charge mob justice in startling statement. I happen to say that I agree 100% with Camille Cosby. I think that her husband has been given the not the full benefit of the doubt for being being charged with a crime. I think that if you look at what they convicted him on, is the fact that he admitted to using Quaaludes or giving Quaaludes to his guests. Hello, Quaaludes are used in the drug culture to get high. So in other words, it's equivalent to saying he was offering somebody marijuana. Now, I'm sure that 90% of your audience has delved into a little bit of illicit drugs from time to time. And maybe Quaaludes wasn't their thing. Personally, I liked LSD myself. But the point is, it's in the drug culture to take Quaaludes. And that's one of the reasons they're illegal now, considered Schedule 3. So the fact that he got Quaaludes for his dates or whatever they were doesn't necessarily mean that he was trying to drug them and take advantage of them. Sounds to me like some of these girls are gold diggers.
I mean, it doesn't mean he wasn't.
It doesn't mean he wasn't. You're right. But that's not the level of conviction. You have
to there's
have
a lot
proof.
More no, evidence and testimony to that case than just
doubt.
Him giving out your little drugs.
Right.
You
but that's the question.
Hold on.
I was going to say that's the question, and that was up to was this a jury trial? I didn't follow it at all.
I think it was a jury. I also didn't really follow it. I don't know what all the evidence was,
right.
But I do know that I think there was only one of the women that was actually able to, because of time limits and whatnot, only one woman was actually able to bring a criminal charge.
Right. But that is the standard. Gene's absolutely correct. Go ahead.
Camille Cosby is a woman, and she knows this guy, Bill Cosby, pretty darn good. She's lived with him for who knows how long. She obviously knows that he cheats on her, and she has forgiven him for that for whatever reason. Maybe when they were younger, they were into three-ways and orgies and stuff. Who knows? It's not
nice degenerate behavior.
It's not my business what they're doing.
Yeah.
But the point is, they did not ever reach that goal of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. It looked to me like the judge tied their hands, wouldn't allow them to present some of their stuff that they wanted to present, and then went overboard and allowed the prosecution to submit anything they want. And that is the standard for convictions today. The legal
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Is to throw everything on the prosecution side and limit everything on the defense. And that's how they get all these convictions. Now, I think a lot of these people, a lot of these girls...
Michael Jackson wasn't convicted.
Like the girls that... that girl that... the porn star with Trump. And you'll know...
Daniels.
Yeah. Okay, now, Heather, you don't know me very well, but I'm the last person to stand up for Trump. I think he's a jerk. But I think that he paid this girl to shut her mouth, and she accepted. That's a contract. That's an offer. That's an acceptance. And then she come back and wanted, it looks to me like she wanted more money. So she started all this other crap to try and get some more money, and it kind of backfired on her. So now she's stuck. She's got to.
Well, she's arguing in court that because Trump never actually signed the agreement, it's not actually a binding contract.
Right.
That's so she's a whore and wants money. I don't disagree with that. I mean,
well, this whole Me Too stuff, the whole thing has completely been blown out of proportion.
See, I think it's terrible when some women blow it out of a proportion, but I do think there are cases where it's a real issue, you know?
But you can't even say that anymore. You can't say, you can't take the position that, hey, some of these Me Too people are lying. You say that today, and they're going to hang you from a yardarm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about... We talked a little bit about Blackstone's theory, or what was, I'm trying to remember exactly how he phrased it. But the idea that, you know, better, you know, 100 criminals be turned loose than have one innocent person be found guilty. In America, when we get these hot button issues, it completely flips so that everybody has to be guilty if they've been accused.
Here's where it's logically going. I don't know if it'll actually reach that point or not, but the logical progression to this is with the sex robots and the virtual sex and all this coming down the pike, guys are going to stop dating women. They're going to say, you know, to heck with this. I don't need this kind of trouble. I'm going to do virtual sex. I'm going to do the robot sex. And they're going to eventually come back and try and sue me because they had a glass of wine and then had sex with me. They're going to say they were too drunk after one glass of wine.
Though maybe Christian values aren't so bad then, you know, waiting until marriage, finding somebody to make a lifelong commitment with.
There's nothing wrong with Christian values. You know, I agree with that point 100%. But not everybody lives by Christian values. And you can't force people
to live
by
Christian
values.
Well, you know what the Bible says? Let fools become fools so that they can become wise.
You cannot
that we're going to have to make mistakes in order to gain wisdom, which is what we're seeing. And, you know, another one of my favorite quotes is, a smart man learns from his mistakes and a wise man learns from the mistakes of others. So I think when all of this stuff is coming to light, you know, we can learn from it and make our own decisions. And
so it's a good idea to use a Gunnerman Goon Squad to force your morals on somebody else then.
No, I'm not forcing, you know, I have my own Me Too experience, believe it or not, in
social circles.
You're talking
about Christian morals,
so
how do you expect to enforce those Christian morals if not with a Gunnerman?
By practicing what I preach.
Yeah, you want to convince people, you don't want to force people.
Gene, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome.
I trust my own judgment.
450 free, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We'll get back to the story out of Seattle about Amazon putting a building project on hold. But first, I want to tell you about some great technology. Talking about Zencash. Yeah, when Bitcoin came out in 2009, it was great. Nobody had seen anything like it ever before. And blockchain technology is being adopted in all kinds of businesses all over the world. But, you know, wouldn't it be great if instead of having every transaction available for public display, that you had some privacy? Well, Zencash is doing that. They have a private option for sending not just currency, but also messages using zero-knowledge proofs. Zencash now has more secure nodes than Bitcoin has nodes, with over 11,000 secure nodes approaching 12,000, making it one of the most secure distributed networks of any cryptocurrency. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction embedded in their white paper at least half a dozen times. Zencash has better tech than their competition. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Yeah, and we've been discussing the story from TechCrunch about Amazon basically halting a Seattle expansion over a city tax proposal. That city tax proposal, it's broken down in such a way that basically employers that have over $20 million in gross receipts, as determined by who? The Seattle government,
right,
are then subject to this additional tax, which at the end of the day, if you max it out, you're going to pay $500 per employee per year.
Yeah, which, you know, you're talking about businesses that might have, you know, 5,000-10,000 employees or more working in the city.
Yeah, and arguably, and they acknowledge that here, you know, for Amazon, it really isn't going to, it's not going to cripple them. But,
right, but it's still $20 million worth of tax that
exactly.
they're currently not paying.
That's not going to, yeah, that they cannot use for expansion into other areas or buying new products or bringing new businesses on board who can sell through Amazon. It's hard not to see echoes of San Francisco's own housing and homeless crises in the rise of Seattle's tech industry. And while $500 a head would be a drop in the bucket for Amazon, the company clearly understands its leverage as the city's largest employer. The move comes as various cities around North America have tripped over themselves to house Amazon's second headquarters. Wherever the company ultimately lands seems likely to sweeten the deal with some manner of corporate tax handout, and there's no doubt about that. Amazon, meanwhile, is facing scrutiny from a number of angles, including notably the president, who has called out the company's shipping deals as part of a larger ongoing feud with Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos.
Now, mentioning that second headquarters, and Heather, you had asked the question of whatever happened with that proposal
mm-hmm.
that the New Hampshire governor came up with in conjunction with, was it like the Massachusetts governor or somebody?
Yeah.
Well, story from the New York Times says, not waiting for HQ2, Amazon announces projects in Boston and Vancouver. As Amazon dances through courtship rituals with the 20 cities hoping to host its second headquarters, the company is also charging ahead on a slate of other real estate projects. This week, the e-commerce giant announced significant expansion of its offices in Boston and Vancouver, British Columbia, planning for a total of 5,000 new jobs. Earlier in April, it said it would open its fourth fulfillment center in Nevada, bringing more than 1,000 jobs to North Las Vegas. In March, the company revealed plans to build its first such facility in Missouri. Greg Melick, an analyst with Moffitt Nathanson, said they've been on a pretty blistering pace, getting a lot of space everywhere. Building research and development centers to support new technology while also enlarging its vast network of distribution centers has increased Amazon's capital expenditures so that they now roughly equal that of Walmart. In Boston, Amazon confirmed on Tuesday that it would move into 430,000 square feet in WS Development's Seaport project, bringing 2,000 jobs in machine learning, speech science, cloud computing, and robotics engineering. That will double its technology workforce in the metropolitan area of Boston. The emphasis on speech science is a sign that Amazon is betting that its Alexa digital assistant is in the vanguard of voice-based commerce, a form of shopping that Mr. Melick said was poised to grow at a rapid clip the way mobile buying did several years ago.
Dang. I feel like we're literally on the brink of, like, I mean, we already basically have them, but having, like, legit robots in, like, every household, you know? Like, when you already think of, like...
A bunch of households already have those.
No, I just said that.
They're called Alexa.
Yeah, and also the vacuums, like, the little robotic vacuums and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about, like, an actual, like, moving, walking, talking robot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I see this as, like, just on the horizon.
Like Rosie the robot.
Yeah, like, you come home and, like, there's some, like, robot maid, you know what I mean? And, like, it's kind of creepy in a way because, like, you see all those sci-fi movies, like, iRobot. Or like some of the other ones. Were
what was
like,
the movie where the guy fell in love with the AI thing that was his house?
Oh yeah,
Her.
It wasn't. I think it was called Her.
Was it?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's interesting though is none of these movies. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Give us a call 855-450-FREE if you can think of one. But where we get these robots in our homes, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing all these wonderful things for us. But the plot is this. It turns out they're recording everything we do and giving it to the government.
Yeah. Could be, you know.
Has there been one of those yet?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean,
I think there's
like
all,
good
always,
robots,
there's good
bad
birds,
robots.
Bad ones. But none of them specifically just, like, record every single thing you do to build your dossier at Langley or at the NSA. But I think that's the reality of where all this is.
I mean, it's definitely creepy to think of, like, robots being used in, like, warfare and stuff, you know? Like, what kind? Like, if you think of all the robots that are being designed right now for good, like, just to help with, like, household things. And right. It's like, then you think there's also projects going on in the world to, you know, create robots that are weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, like everything made by Boston Dynamics.
I was just going to say that up. The absolute creepiest videos of robots you can ever watch. Just like I can picture
the weird
endless
dog
I know.
Thing.
Everything just looks like it's ready to chase you down and kill you.
Yeah.
But yeah, the reality is most robots used in warfare are just, they're drones, you know?
Drones that fly, that can like...
And the question is how much, and we've done stories on this before, how much intelligence do you grant to drones? If they're remotely piloted, then that's one thing, but... Do you start building AI into them? Do they start decision trees to decide whether or not to strike a particular target? And that's where it gets really, really fuzzy.
But then you can hijack them too, right? I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Like, you know, the idea of self-driving cars seems so cool until someone hacks your car while you're driving it. I mean, if you can hack
self-driving car to hack. A lot of the cars now have all kinds of computer stuff in them that can be hacked. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. So but who was the... there was a journalist in California that died a few years back, and that was one of the allegations that possibly his car was hacked, and that's how he was killed.
Wasn't that the same, like, a theory about the Fast and the Furious guy?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he was just driving fast while he was furious.
So jumping back into the article here from the New York Times, they say Boston is one of the finalists for the heated competition to lure Amazon's new HQ2. That project promises up to 50,000 new jobs and more than $5 billion in investment, but has also raised concerns about rising property prices and intensifying urban congestion. It was not clear if Amazon's investments in Boston or in Vancouver were any clues of the location of HQ2. More on this, plus your calls and thoughts, and how much did one Maryland town raise property taxes on businesses to encourage businesses to move into town? Stay tuned. We'll tell you. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom, so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story here about Amazon's expansion. Well, they put the brakes on one expansion in Seattle while also expanding in Boston and Vancouver. We'll tell you about that. Plus, again, there's that city or town in Maryland that wound up raising some property taxes on businesses in some kind of effort to encourage businesses to move in. We'll tell you what that is all about. But before we do, I have a question for you. Do you have a closet full of plain, boring t-shirts? Do you wish that you had some shirts that weren't plain and boring, that maybe were clever and witty and funny? Or maybe things that reference pop culture, but you're a broke libertarian and you only have $6 and you refuse to buy things from somebody that's not also a libertarian? Well, I've got good news for you. $6 Shirts has a gigantic selection of witty, clever t-shirts that will make you the most exciting person in your social group for as low as $6. And the shirts are sold by someone like you, a listener to Free Talk Live. $6 Shirts. Again, a huge selection. They do take Bitcoin, which means they have some Bitcoin-related t-shirts. And if you use code FTL, you save an extra 10% off. That's $6shirts.com. $6shirts.com. Jumping back into the article here from the New York Times about Amazon's expansion into Boston and Vancouver, while not making any announcement on the location of their second headquarters, referred to as HQ2, there's a quote here from Dennis Frenchman, a professor of urban design and planning at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who says everyone wants the cake, which is the headquarters, but if not, they'll take the icing. Boston officials have approved $5 million in property tax incentives over 15 years for Amazon to occupy Seaport offices and have dangled another $5 million in tax breaks if the company agrees to more local expansion and job creation. On Monday in Vancouver, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau helped Amazon announce a new 416,000-square-foot office to open in 2022 at The Post, a site redeveloped redeveloped by QuadReal Property Group. That facility will add 3,000 tech jobs to Amazon's current headcount in that area. Vancouver was not on the short list for locations for HQ2, but it's only 3 hours from Seattle, where Amazon is based, and a short flight from the California tech centers, where Amazon likes to recruit their employees.
Hmm. Do you guys have Amazon?
Like, excuse me?
Do you have Amazon accounts?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Do you do the Amazon Prime?
Yeah. Have for years.
I made my first Amazon purchase like a couple weeks ago.
Congratulations.
First ever Amazon
purchase? Yeah, my first ever Amazon purchase. I think it's like a month ago. Yeah, it was like just over a month ago. I did the 30-day free trial,
mm-hmm.
and I've just paid my first month. So
I remember when it was a bookstore.
And if you do have Amazon Prime, at first they just did books, but I was going to say, if you do have an Amazon Prime subscription, you can go to Twitch, which is twitch.lrn.fm, and then you subscribe to the LRN Twitch channel, and then LRN winds up getting, I think it's like $4 or $5 a month.
Yeah, something like that.
And it costs you nothing.
But you do have to go back and do it every month.
Right. You have to renew the subscription every month. But as long as you have that Amazon Prime thing and you're subscribed to the LRN channel, then LRN gets a couple dollars. And again, it doesn't cost you anything because part of the Prime thing is you get one Twitch subscription.
And I had forgot to do mine. I just went to Twitch.tv/LRNFM, and I was able to subscribe for free because I'm a Prime member.
I'm a Prime member.
Thank you for your service.
And that just kicked a couple shekels over to LRN.
We thank you for your subscription.
But the point is you help the show expand and get more people to hear the message of liberty, and that's what it's all about.
Yes. It's just crazy how much cheaper like you can find some stuff on Amazon.
You're just about the sales now, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, it is.
Crazy.
So this Amazon HQ2, they're saying that it's supposed to bring 50,000 new jobs to whatever city is lucky enough to wind up getting it, and also $5 billion in investment. And I'm curious, and Chris, I had asked you to see if you could find this information. Of those 50,000 jobs, how many of those are only going to be temporary during the period of time in which they are building the new headquarters?
Okay, so I've read a couple different articles here, and it seems to be that they anticipate the actual employment of this HQ2 to hit 50,000 employees in about
permanent jobs.
Yes, in about two decades. Okay. So we're talking over 20 years. They expect it to hit that. So yeah, you are going to have the construction jobs that start out.
Right.
You know, Seattle right now has the highest number of cranes set up because of all the expansion that's going on there.
Right, and I'll explain why I asked the question of how many of these new jobs are just going to be construction, because whenever there's one of these things to where some city somewhere builds a new football stadium or a baseball stadium or whatever, they throw out this number of there's going to be X number of jobs.
Yeah. The one I remember.
90% of those are just going to be temporary during the construction of this, and then the other 10% are going to be people working concession stands.
Right. Please don't quote me on this, but one of the things I remember from the XL pipeline, the Keystone pipeline, debate was, you know, all these jobs that are going to be created because of all this construction, everything coming down. Somebody came up with a claim that the actual number of permanent jobs to operate it after it was all built would be something like 38 people.
That actually sounds kind of high to me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's it. I'm sorry.
Well, I think with an Amazon headquarters, just given how much Amazon's grown over the last so many years, like I don't see 50,000 jobs as being out of, you know, reach.
Probably
for
not.
Them, just
right.
Because it's like.
But generally, whenever there's any kind of business expansion, they include all of those temporary jobs right. in the total number so that they can inflate the number.
Right. They would say it's going to be 200,000 jobs. But
we're going to employ 7 billion people.
Exactly. But here's the flip side. So all these towns and cities across the country who put in bids and in Canada, you know, they're all just, they've got the checkbook open, you know. We yep. will give you $5 billion in tax cuts. We will do $5 billion, $10 billion in, you know, deferments and stuff like that.
Well, I heard one of the reasons that, like, New Hampshire was ruled out, though, as a location was because of lack of people. Because they didn't have a lack of unemployed people needing jobs.
Right.
And also, there's not a major airport in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Well, it says international on the sign.
No, it doesn't. But it says regional.
Dang it. All right. But my point is when you talk about if government stays the same size and you increase the cost of government by $5 billion, then those new revenues need to come from somewhere. And where do they come from? They come from the existing tax base.
Right.
So, you know, and that's sort of the flip side of all this. And depending on how big your city is, really is going to determine the impact. So if you throw 50,000 new jobs into an L.A., you know.
Right.
It's not that big a deal, but you throw it into an Omaha.
Or New Hampshire. You
know, right, or Manchester or something like that. Yeah,
it's suddenly a very big deal. Man, if we upgraded our airport, we could have so much more opportunity with the low taxes here.
We could, if it didn't take so many tax dollars to build that new airport.
Yeah. Well, why don't you invest, Chris?
And
the
being,
private sector.
But being so close to Boston, I don't know of any airline that would wind up saying, yeah, we want to expand all of our flights to Manchester.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, if we could get more business, if we could have lower flights than Logan, then you compete against another airport.
Oh, we got Dean Kamen in the freaking Segway. What else do we need?
What?
The Segway, the scooter.
Oh, I'm thinking the other form of Segway.
Like,
and
we're transitioning to a different story, Daryl?
Yeah, and I was like, nobody brought a story about Dean Kamen.
Yellow card. I'm giving you a yellow card for that.
For being confused?
For being pedantic.
No, I'm being confused right now.
You were being unusually confused.
I honestly have no clue what you're talking about right now.
The yellow card is final, Daryl.
I still have no clue what you're talking about now.
We'll leave it at that.
Daryl just got yellow carded.
And I still have no clue, one, what you brought Dean Kamen up for, why we're segueing to Dean Kamen.
We're not segueing. I know what you're saying.
Your calls and thoughts welcome, and maybe you can unconfuse Daryl. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and what Maryland towns raise property taxes, we'll tell you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.